It's easy for most of us to believe that God loves everyone. But why is it so hard for us to believe that He loves me? I think the simple answer to this question is shame. We all carry in our souls, in our spirits, to varying degrees, shame. This reality that we are weak and imperfect, especially when it comes to the things of God. And so the Apostle Paul gives us a consoling word of truth this morning. He tells us that he carried in his own flesh a thorn, and that he begged the Lord Jesus 3 times to take this thorn away from him. What was this thorn? We don't actually know. He doesn't tell us. But what we can gather is that there was something in the life of the Apostle Paul that was a source of frustration for him. Something that made him feel ashamed and unworthy of God. A sin in which he felt powerless. And did the Lord Jesus take that thorn from him? No. Rather, Christ told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Now, I don't like that. I don't like to be weak. But look at the faith of the apostle who, when Jesus Christ tells him, "My grace is sufficient, my power is made perfect in weakness," his response, "I will willingly boast of my weakness, that the power of Christ might rest upon me." Now, this is a rhetorical question, so you don't have to raise your hands because I don't want anybody to feel embarrassed, okay? But how many of you have ever felt spiritually weak? And how many prefer that feeling of weakness rather than strength? The message of the culture is be strong. The survival of the fittest. But when it comes to our faith, our relationship with God and one another, God is inviting us into weakness. I remember in my spirituality year, the 3rd year of seminary, we were on a 3-day retreat, and my Jesuit spiritual director asked me, "Are you weak enough to be a priest?" When I heard the question, I couldn't understand it. It didn't make any sense to me. I thought, what are you talking about, Father? Are you smoking something? The question should be, am I strong enough? I'm going to have to persevere. It's going to be hard. And he pushed back and he said, "No. Are you weak enough to be Jesus' priest?" So I took the question to prayer, as scared as I was with having to answer it. And the Lord showed me, you have to be weak, because otherwise you will depend on yourself and not on me. If you think you're going to do this ministry by yourself, you're going to fail and bear no fruit. But if you depend on me, Nicholas, for everything, you will bear much fruit for the kingdom of God. All of us, each and every one of us, we carry in ourselves a thorn. Something that humbles us in the sight of the Lord. Something that makes us at times feel unworthy of His love and ashamed. But here's the good news. Here's the consoling word of truth. God uses that thorn as a very means to salvation. Because through it, He teaches us to depend on Jesus for everything and not ourselves. So why is it hard for us to love, to believe that God loves me? I'm going to go straight to the answer without all of the in-between. Our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross bought a twofold right. First, He purchased the right to love us in spite of our sins and our unworthiness. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And He bought the right for us to love Him in spite of our immense misery and sin. People tell me all the time in the confessional, I feel unworthy, and my response is always the same, you are. All of us are. That's not the right question. It's not a question of worthiness. God has chosen to love us, and His power is made perfect in our weakness. So the question for us today is, do we trust that His grace is sufficient for us?